listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Oh, good. Are you the guy they've got coming in to read the disclaimer?
Oh, well, I...
Good. Here, take this and stand right there, and when I point to you, start reading.
Okay.
Okay, three, two, and cue the music.
One.
Go.
All matters discussed during this show are for informal...
Informational
purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone.
Pick it up a little.
Pick up what? I didn't drop nothing.
Just keep reading.
Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no
representation.
Yeah, that's it. Can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed. In detail with one of our highly qualified representatives.
I got it that time.
Prior to their implementation.
Okay, it's kind of last minute, so I guess we'll have to take that and go. I can't believe they sent you in here to read this.
Oh, they didn't.
Well, what'd they send you in here for?
Change out the light bulb in the man's room?
No!
On this President's Day, let's hear from some of the greats. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
William Jefferson Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, two out of three ain't bad. Happy President's Day from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show.
Yeah, that's a joke, son. Don't you get it?
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted. But that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Super secret studios in a neighborhood where the paperboy always hits your front porch and they pick the trash up on the same day every week. It's the Health and Wealth Show. So sit right back and hear the truth for a change.
I've had sexual relations with that woman.
Well, I never thought I'd hear that. Now, here he is, everyone's favorite asset preservationist. It's David Ernest.
Thank you. Thank you, Rusty.
Now, how hard was that, Bill?
That was not hard, but you know,
he just came out and admitted to it, and that's finally.
That's right. But Roosevelt had a few other words that he said, I understand.
Really?
Yeah, besides saying that we only have fear to fear and all that kind of stuff itself, he said, I hate war, and I hate Eleanor. Just kidding.
I don't know about that. Now I think him and Eleanor.
I don't. Sorry.
Now she actually had.
Wasn't she playing for the other team or something?
I don't know. I think he was playing with behind the scenes.
I think that's why it was so cool, because Eleanor had her own thing going.
And he had his own thing going.
Eleanor was not a pretty woman. Speaking of pretty women, we got one with us this evening.
Yes, we do. We have a princess.
Yes, Princess Leia is here with us this evening.
Hi, guys.
Glad to have you along.
Oh,
and,
me too.
I understand we can look forward to this on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Permanently Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's great.
Yeah, we were just out for a hot minute with the flu.
Yeah, I know. Oh,
yeah, that flu bug can be bad.
Ainsley. Did I say it wrong? Ainsley.
Ainsley,
okay,
yeah.
I'll get it right in a minute.
We all had it. Me, JD, Ainsley, all of us did. We were sick for like 10 days.
So, would you just have to let it run its course?
Yeah.
Or did you?
We got Tamiflu.
Uh-huh.
My daughter had to go to the hospital. She was so dehydrated from it.
I tell you what. Egg drop soup.
And the flu shot.
Yeah, it's got enough it's got enough salt in it to bring the dead back. I mean, you know, it's just, I imagine with the Tamiflu and with that, that probably would always go get some.
Maybe that's what we needed to do, because it was
I love that soup.
It is good.
It's good.
It's so good.
It is real good.
I love, we go eat Chinese food a lot.
And chicken noodle is good for you, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I seem to drop a lot of chicken noodle, too, on my shirt.
Well, you have that for, you suck on the stain if you didn't get enough in. But the egg drop soup, I mean, it's got a lot of soap in it.
It's just,
that's what makes it good, I guess.
Yeah.
And it is Tuesday night. It is Tuesday night.
Say that again.
Tuesday? Is that what I said? Tuesday?
That's an accent for sure.
Some kind. It just maybe I'm possessed. I don't know. It's Tuesday night. We're here, and phone lines are open, 272-9228. I'm sure you have something that is just going to just knock our socks off tonight.
You always have something that you probably never heard of.
Well.
But it's not new.
Nothing new, but we just never heard.
It's nothing new, but it might be new for the Health and Well Show. I don't know.
Okay, well, why don't you just...
We're going to talk about retirement communities. Now, everybody's heard that general term.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to talk about wealth building and budgets and things like that. Uh-huh. But this has to do with, you know, what do you do? Where do you go? And, yes, sometimes it's who you know. When you retire.
Well, David, why would someone even consider moving into a retirement community before retiring? Like, isn't that kind of premature?
No, not at all. It's kind of important that you kind of know where you're headed because it affects your benefits, it affects your planning in the future, and things like that. So, you know, you can get into a lot of details, but why would someone consider moving into a retirement community before retiring? You know, but essentially it's a huge advantage to, you know, to know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get in the car, now my son did this the other day.
Yeah.
He told me they got lost in Elba.
How do you get lost in
Elba,
Alabama?
Yeah. They took the wrong turn in Elba. There's one turn. Wow. But I think they took that wrong one turn.
Did he not have no GPS with him?
I don't think he had it on.
Man.
You know.
I don't think I'd have told that on myself.
Well, yeah, I know. You know, so living in a community takes those chores off your plate, you know, like working, housework, yard work, maintenance. You know, we've got some of those what I would call semi-retirement communities.
Like an assisted living?
Well, assisted living's a different thing altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got what we call independent living, mm-hmm. and independent living is kind of what I'm going to be talking about, and then I'll go into the assisted living kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It runs like this. For you to get into any of these things, usually got to be at least 55. Sometimes you're going to be 62, okay? And so if you've lived that long, congratulations.
Uh-huh.
I just passed a milestone myself. I just collected some medical insurance off the government.
Uh-huh.
It's called Medicare.
Do you care?
It's Medicare.
I thought you said it was a kidney stone.
Well,
it was a milestone.
You know, I hadn't had one of those yet, but I don't think
I hadn't Not either, and I'm just like, you know, hope I don't.
You know, some communities require residents to be 65, but usually the minimum is 55. And the other thing that a lot of them require is that you can't live in there with them. In other words, you can't bring your children in there. Mm-hmm. You can't bring your grandchildren in there. They can visit you, but they got to leave. And your spouse can stay with you, or someone, you know, can stay with you if they're older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Like a... together.
Yeah.
But just any old person can't come in there. Either a 28-year-old person can't come in there. A 38-year-old person can't come in there and say, hey, I want to live with you. It don't work, and they don't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are really getting really, really popular. Now, in Florida,
mm-hmm.
not so much in Alabama, they've got things called Community Care Retirement Community, CRC. Community Care Retirement Community, CRC.
CCRCs?
That's it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
CC.
Thank you. Sounds like a song.
It does. CCRC.
Yeah, that's
get
it.
Get you
community,
a moon pie.
Yeah, whatever. These, you have to pay a fee to get in these things.
Mm-hmm. To go live there.
Yeah, you do. Now, it's very interesting the way these things work is that some of them give you back 90%. I think they're required. Don't hold me to this, but I think they're required to give you back at least 90% or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them give the whole 100% back. Now, what do they do for you besides that? Well, first of all, if you were to go into one of these things, you put this money up front, and the fee might be a lot. It could be $100,000.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is not for the non-well-to-do that I'm talking about here.
Right.
This is for the little old lady with the blue hair and the Cadillac.
The one that's been saving a lot of money. Uh-huh. You didn't know she had it.
She's got that little dog that always wants to bite you. Yeah, yeah.
So what happens is, you know, they pay this this fee, mm-hmm. but when they die or move out, which is usually death, the family gets the fee back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's like 90% of it, at least.
Like a deposit, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess you could call it a deposit. But here's the interesting thing. Not only do they pay the fee up front, but they have to pay a maintenance cost, like maybe $1,500, $3,000 a month, something like that. And people say, well, that's astronomically ridiculous. No, it's not, because these folks get to stay in the upscale places. Sometimes they can get, you know, exclusive restaurants, mm-hmm. exclusive clubs. They're in an exclusive club anyway because they're inside this mm-hmm. this organization that's taking care of them. They may have golf around there. They may have all kinds of activities.
Is this like a gated community?
It could be.
And
yes.
Another question: when you say maintenance fee, does that mean like I don't know? Is this for Ricky that cuts the grass, or do you have like somebody that comes and cleans?
Everything.
And medical, people come check.
It can be any of that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, yeah, that's a good deal.
But these are regulated, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're regulated, and in Florida they're regulated, and in Alabama they're regulated. Okay, so what happens, though, these things are designed for you to pass through the phases that you might need. You know, independent living is the first phase. That is the one everybody wants to stay in phase.
Right.
You don't want to have to go to a nursing home phase. Okay, the in-between one is assisted living,
mm-hmm.
and then ultimately nursing home, and then ultimately maybe dementia, Alzheimer's unit, or something beyond that.
Right.
This program literally takes care of all of that at the standard maintenance price, whatever that may be. Now, if you've ever looked at cost mm-hmm. of like long-term care and an Alzheimer's unit in a nursing home, here in Alabama, you're knocking on the door to $10,000 a month.
Wow.
Let me ask you, how long will it take to eat up all your money at $10,000 a month?
I mean, if you have $100,000, 10.
A lot. It don't take long.
No.
Okay. So if you're in a facility like this and you're paying, you've given, you know, given them a $200,000 or $300,000 or $350,000 up front, which you're going to get 90% of it back probably,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look like a bad deal if you were to fall into all these phases, because at least the money's going to come back to you or your loved ones.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that is called a CCRC. Okay. I think we may have one here somewhere, maybe Huntsville or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of a true, if anyone knows of one, call us 272-9228. In and around Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, there's a real nice one down McGee Road, but I think that's an assisted living.
Yeah, those are assisted living.
Yeah.
They're, see, the assisted livings don't have all the phases. See, when you come into a community, whatever that is, CCRC, it has all the phases, and they guarantee to take care of you in all phases of these needs that you may have to keep your money from being eat up by, you know, all those expenses.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you qualify for Medicaid in these cases? Absolutely not. This is not for anyone like that. Now, are these things popular in Montgomery?
No.
Because there's not one.
Well, if there is, I don't know where it is.
Probably wouldn't be very popular, even if we had one. I mean, that sounds like a real upscale thing.
Well, some of them are pretty upscale. So the entrance fees can be quite high, you know, and they're different, and they're different with different kind of strategies, and, you know, they can impact your budget. So here's the thing. If you want to get into one of these things, you can, or if you want to know all about them, you can call me. I've got all kinds of people who know all kinds of things about them, all kinds of connections in Tennessee and Florida. I've got folks that can really get you educated on this stuff and, you know, help you out if you want to move to sunny Florida, or if you want to move up there in the mountains, you know, around places like Nashville. They got a lot of them, and I mean, they're abundant in places where there's where they're built up. Now, in Montgomery, Alabama, we're in a different situation altogether.
Right.
If you don't have a lot of money, we got some very interesting aspects for you. One of them, we've got a retirement community that's designed for you if you're 62 years old or older. And if your income is, say, like below $23,000 or something like that, that the government will help you in such a way that your rent won't cost you more than 30% of the basic rate.
Oh, wow.
Meaning, let's just say that the basic rate was $700. Well, that means that if you were bringing in $1,000 a month Social Security after they deducted everything off, the worst that you'd have to put out is $300. Okay. This is approximate numbers. Don't hold me to these exact numbers.
Right.
They also would do some help on say like utilities and things like that. And then we have some other interesting things here in Montgomery, and we got Meals on Wheels and things like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of different communities have that, and some don't. Some won't bring them to you. Some you have to go to them. So Montgomery is unique in that we do have a lot of opportunities here, even though we don't have the CCRCs, to my knowledge.
Well, and guys, the CCRCs, there's three located in Birmingham. I just looked it up.
Okay. But there's none here.
None in Montgomery. Not a single one.
Wow.
And I bet you every one of the CCRCs are located over the mountain around Mountain Brook. Am I wrong?
Montevallo's one.
Okay, there you go.
Galleria.
Uh-huh.
And the Galleria.
So money.
Right
got
there.
It.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's because they could not exist in places where there wasn't enough money.
Well, and their average monthly costs are about $2,500.
Well, that's after you put down
the, right your deposit. Big fee.
yeah, the deposit. So the deposits, and the other thing is called a maintenance fee under the CCRCs. Now, getting back to how it works in other places in Alabama, we do have the assisted living facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, until about 15 years ago, there was a lot of regulation here with assisted living facilities, and that they couldn't be, I think, greater than 16 beds. Don't hold me to that, but it's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the kitchen had to be in there and all these other things. And then something changed. Not sure what it was, but I'm sure someone could call and tell me about the laws and regulations. And all of a sudden, these big monstrosities started getting built where they had like 50 and 100 beds. And I'm not sure exactly what changed all that, except maybe some kind of government regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got bigger. But the average cost of those things back in the good old days was around $3,000. Now I think they're knocking on the door $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month right here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, how many staff would you have to have per, wait a minute, let me get this right. How many residents per staff member? I mean, you know, you got,
I don't know, but it's regulated.
But I mean, I was wondering what, if you knew what the regulation was.
I don't know. I just know enough to give general information.
Kind of like you got three people working there and you got 100 folks, that'd be kind of hard for them to cover all that.
Yeah. I mean, like 20 something years ago, I was kind of endorsed by the association to go around and talk to on the owners,
mm-hmm.
and I learned a lot about them. That's back when they were smaller beds,
uh-huh.
and had this other regulation where they couldn't be so big. They still have this ambulatory regulation. In other words, if you can't walk out the building, if it's on fire or whatever, right. you can't stay there.
Hmm.
In other words, you can't, you know, be homebound or right. wheelchair-bound or something like
that. Right.
There's, I don't know the exacts. I guess if you could roll out, they'll let you stay in there. I'm not sure.
Well, would for some people this even be a good plan? Or would it be better to, like, get someone to take care of you at your home?
Well, taking care of someone at their home is always what everybody wants when it right. comes right down to it. And we yeah. do have plans that will amplify the money that would be available to stay at home and also amplify the money that would be available to stay in assisted living and nursing home.
Okay.
Now, in Alabama, the Medicaid system works differently than it does in, say, like Florida and some other places,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. Where you can get help more to go to assisted living in Florida, maybe. But in Alabama, I'm not saying you can't get it, but they really are pointing more toward nursing home expense. So unless you've got some assets, you're not going to be getting an assisted living.
Right.
You know, unless you've got one of these insurance policies or one of these investments that will pay for it for you. Or pay a lot on it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the state of Alabama does have a companion plan. In other words, it's not really a plan. It's just an agreement
mm-hmm.
that if you buy a certain kind of long-term care policy, they will, and you buy at least 3 years, they will match it. So if you get 3 years and you got a certain amount of inflation fighter in it mm-hmm. and up to age 60, I think you got to have 3% compounding. After you get to 70, I don't think you have to have any kind of compounding or something like that. And essentially, you know, if it'll pay for 3 years, then you can get Medicaid to exempt and pay an additional 3 years without them coming after your assets.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
What yeah. are some other benefits of long-term care?
Long-term care policies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can stay home. That's one of the biggest ones. A lot of them have got riders in there where you can stay home, and they will pay a lot of money for you to stay there. They pay usually by the day, so much per day, based upon what kind of program you bought. The average seems to be right now that people are purchasing is around $150 a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you have these things called elimination periods, say like the first 3 months or the first 6 months or whatever, you know, they don't really kick in and pay.
Right.
Now, there are some new programs that we have got our hands on. When you're dealing with these retirement investments, you really got to, you want to protect those investments because let's say someone's got, $300,000 or $400,000 or more. And you know that if they go to a nursing home or assisted living, especially if it's in a 401k or an IRA, it's going to get potentially wiped out.
Right.
Which means that there potentially would be no survivor benefits to the beneficiaries. In other words, because it's all used up, mm-hmm. You know. To get around that, there's a couple of three ways you can do it. One is you can buy an annuity mm-hmm. that if you're 80 or less, you can buy an annuity that will give you up to three times the amount you put in it. So if you put, $100,000 in there, now you got $300,000 worth of long-term care benefit.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Now, does this thing make a lot of money as far as an investment goes? No. But people put their money in the bank all the time. They put $100,000 in there and say, what kind of interest rate are you earning? Oh, I'm earning well, not much. I think they just about, I'm just about having to pay them to keep my money.
Hmm.
You know, well, if that's the case, then why not have it where your money can be drawn out, you know, if you need it. But if anything goes wrong, they got to give you an additional $200,000 to go with it.
Hmm.
I mean, wouldn't that be better?
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and these things are easy to qualify for if you're 80 or less. Now, when you get over 80, approaching, you know, between 80 and 85, you know, it doesn't work as well. Why? Because you're getting older and you're getting closer to the age where it could be very expensive. But we can still do things for those folks. Now, one of the other things that people utilize a lot now are life insurance policies that have riders or they have mechanisms, whereas if you get sick and need nursing home or assisted living, by pulling something called an ADL, activity daily living. Usually you got to have at least two of those triggers. Then it will let you take a portion of some kind of calculation. Usually it is your life insurance face amount. Say you had $200,000 or $300,000. Say you had $400,000 worth of life insurance. Maybe you get to pull off some or all of that $400,000. You're still alive, but you're pulling it off tax-free as a benefit to take care of you in assisted living or long-term care or a nursing home or at home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't pay anywhere near that kind of money. So what does that do? It saves your other assets. It saves your assets. I'm an asset preservationist. What is my intent? To save your assets so that you can use them and nobody takes them away and they still grow. That's what it's all about, my friend. Save your hide, save your money, and get this. Let's try to do as much of it as we can tax-free, at least tax-deferred. But is it tax-free a lot better?
Oh, yeah. Because ask anybody. They'll tell you.
Because who wants your money?
The government.
Well, yeah, Uncle Sam.
Just like this the Secure Act, they changed it where they could get more of your retirement money. Mm-hmm. This is another way you can design some of your retirement so that they won't get it, so that you'll be took care of. We magnify the dollars three times as much with one of these programs for what you're putting in, at the minimum, if we can. So, you know, you put in a dollar, you get $3 of benefit coming back. And it still might grow some. Then we take some of the other money and we put it somewhere where it grows dramatically. And that's the money we're trying to preserve in case something goes wrong.
Now, if you want to preserve your assets, you got to cover your assets. I know what you need to do. You need to call David Ernest at 279-7431. And just set up an appointment, go by and see him and sit down with him for, 30 minutes, 45 minutes?
Whatever it takes.
And you'll get an education, I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to put this out here right now.
Uh-oh.
If someone wants to have lunch with me and Leah, and they call us right now at 272-9228, ask me anything you want to, we will arrange that you can have lunch with us. And it's on us.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Let's see.
If you got a question about long-term care or retirement or anything like that, feel free to call me at 272-9228. And here's the trivia question.
Trivia question.
What does CCRC stand for?
The Creedence Clearwater Revival Cha-Cha-Cha. I don't know. We talked about it a minute ago.
Yes.
We decided that's
yes.
What it was.
It's a tongue twister, I know.
Yeah.
If you can tell us what it stands for, then you can have a lunch with us at Texas Roadhouse.
Ooh.
Even if you don't ask a question.
That's nice.
272-9228. Just take a stab at it. Sometimes we're generous anyway.
There you go.
Yes.
272-9228. While we're waiting, just since we're kind of waiting around here, let's play something. I don't know, Leah might not have heard this last night.
I did not.
It's another one of those vague political ads. And, we've got a phone call.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and grab
that. Let's grab it.
All right. Let's see. Health and Wealth Show. Who's this?
Yeah.
Don't cuss.
This is Dave. Who's this?
Oh, Dave.
Hey,
this
Dave.
It's Rusty and David here. How are you? And Leah?
No, not David. David's Lake Life. I'm just Dave.
No, this is Dave. Dave's not here.
Yeah. Dave's good, not Dave. Here, man. That's Cheech Chong from 1971.
There
I took out the LP
there
album.
There you go.
You tell kids about a 33 and a third, and they go, what's that?
Yeah, for real. My dad gave me a box of 78s the other day. And I don't even have anything to play them on, but I know I can find something. But
I've got two turntables. So I'm fixing to be 70, so I've got two turntables and about three apple crates full. One was a banana crate, two apple crates
now,
full
of
LP albums like... I Got You, Babe. You know who that was?
That was
1965.
That was Sonny and Cher.
Yep.
Before they got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You're not so dumb after all.
I'm not as dumb as I look. I couldn't be, really, I tell you. Man.
Well, I do that sometimes to my military guys because, you know, military guys, we cut each other down. We see them with their wife. We ain't see them in a while. I said, is that your wife? Yeah. I thought you was with a redhead last night.
There you go. Yeah.
Thanks for helping me, Bob.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
We need all the help we can get.
Yeah. Did you hear the dog bark last night? Yeah, I was sleeping with his butt. Listen, I didn't get the question because I had to turn the volume down. I was waiting for my sweetie. We're going in a restaurant, and she ain't got showed up yet. And I said, well, dadgummit, let me see what that question was. I'm going to ask you, what was the question that you were asking?
Okay. What does CCRC stand for as far as, like, retirement communities? We were talking about it a little earlier. I know it's a little bit of a tricky...
it's just the one that actually you can put money in there, and it matches it for the coverage.
Yeah.
For the benefits of living at that facility.
Yes, you just have to pay. It's called Continuing Care Retirement Community. Dave...
I knew what it was because I was an insurance broker for like 16 years.
All right,
and,
man.
Major medical hospital consultant, too. And,
oh,
my God. In 1992, when Hillary said, vote for my husband, Bill. We're going to give you free national health care. I lost 6 agents in 6 months. I like to went belly up.
Oh, man. Yeah. They always do those trickeries, switcheroos on us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I erased all the top secret stuff I did in my squadron in San Diego, I was in anti-submarine warfare. I'd be in prison the rest of my life. How'd she get away with $33,000, brother?
Man, I don't know. How did they get away with killing so many
people? Who I guess.
Or who you kill.
Yeah.
But, Dave, you've won a lunch with us if you want it.
Well, twist my arm.
We'll take you to the steak place over there off of Chase there where they serve peanuts.
Yeah. I've ate there before. I wasn't real happy with it because I ran 2 steakhouses before in the service.
All right. Well,
tell you what you do.
But that's okay.
Dave, call Dave's office number at 279-7431.
Right.
Leave him your contact information.
Let me get my pen out. 279-7431.
That's it.
3-1, I got it at, bro. How about that?
All right, yeah. 279-7431.
I need some help on some stuff. I've got a lot of stocks, and, the broker's doing his job, but there's moments, like you said, I've been listening to you occasionally and when I can, and, 2 + 2 = 10,
That's so, right. It's not,
doing that common core or something,
Or unless you were Bama in 1972. Punt, Bama, punt.
There you go. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, I went to Auburn, and I was an Alabama fan. They didn't like me over there.
I can understand. All right.
I got along. It was different in the 70s. People didn't really act like idiots like they do now, and Auburn folks. Yeah. Anyhow, it's just really sad because my sweetie's from North Carolina. She goes, well, this girl I thought was my friend, and when I wore that Bama girl shirt, she like cussed me out.
She didn't understand.
I said, welcome to Alabama, girl.
There you go. Alabama. That's it, man.
There you go.
My God.
Well, thank you so much for the call, sir.
Yes.
And call us.
Sir.
Yeah, call me at 279-7431, Dave.
Okay.
We'll have a look.
I'll give you a shout tomorrow because I need to discuss some stuff with y'all for real.
All right. Sounds good, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your call.
You too now.
Okay.
Boy, he's a live one.
Now, he's something else.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, it sounds like he's been around a little bit.
He's been around. Yeah. Experience helps you, when you live through these things and you see these things, just like he was in the submarine warfare and all that stuff, he knows stuff we couldn't even imagine.
I can imagine. That he
and I'd like to ask him some of it, but he might have to kill me to tell me, so I don't know.
Well, here's a little something to keep you informed here. This is another one of those vague political ads.
Oh,
hey,
really?
There. It's me again, doing another one of them vague political commercials for a friend of mine who's running for office. You know, like that lady does for her husband that's running. When it first started out, she did most of the commercials, but he's doing some now. In his new one, he's got a baseball bat. Talking about how when boys come to the house to date his daughters, he showed them the bat. Made them sign that bat, I guess, if they understood he'd take it to them and beat them around the head and shoulders if they didn't respect his daughter. Said that's what he's gonna do up there in Washington when he gets in. Maybe old Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or some of them want to date his daughter and he'll whack them upside the head with that Louisville Slugger. Boy, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? I wonder if that's how he got old Baby Cakes to do all the heavy lifting. Just showed him the bat and said, pick that up. You know that feller I do commercials for? Well, he got a baseball bat, too. He plays baseball with it. Don't seem like he thought this thing out too well before he started running. Well, I guess I'll talk to you again soon. Threatening folks with a baseball bat. That could be a pretty good idea.
It could work. And 272-9228 is how you get in touch with us if you'd like to call us here. Or if you would like to talk to David off the air, you can call his office number at 279-7431. You might talk to David. You might talk to Princess Leah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Y'all got a janitor? He might be there. Y'all might talk to him.
That's me, too.
Oh, okay. You're multitasking. Is that what you're saying? Multitasking.
Well, guys, I do want to talk about a topic that's kind of important for every age, and it's wealth building.
All right. What is it?
Wealth building.
Wealth building. Yes. Yeah, building the wealth.
That sounds good to me.
Yes. How can you enhance your wealth? Like, what are some ways to do that, David?
Come on, seven. Come on, seven.
Well, there's all kinds of things. You know, you can read, articles and things like that.
Right.
And wealth building is just a very hot topic, but it isn't going to be about get-rich-quick schemes. Those are just, I hate those things.
Well, if there was a way to get rich quick, I'd have found it by now.
Yeah. Are chasing these trends in the market. I mean, I know the market's hot right now, but when it's hot, it's hot, and when it's not, it's not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
And I think that was a song. When it's hot, it's hot.
I think
you're
right.
When it's not, it's not. And right now, it's hot, but guess what? Somewhere in the future, it's going to be not.
There you go.
Right.
And that's what you got to be careful about. Don't let the title of these sources lead you astray. Don't let them scare you. Or entice you. You know, a lot of us are tempted, and we're all human, but we know there's really no free lunch, and if we fall in the hole of believing that everything's going to be okay forever, look what happened in 2008. Look what happened in 2001. Look what happened in 1987. Look what happened in 1929. Look. All these things go through cycles, okay? So wealth building is something that you've got to do over the course of your life, and you need to do several things. And here's three important things. One, make it. You need to have a consistent source of income. Without the income, how are you going to build the wealth? Think about it. It's not free. You can come talk to me, but I can't make it free. Here's the next thing.
Uh-huh.
It's real simple. Save it.
Okay.
Once the necessities are paid off, in other words, pay your expenses, pay your taxes, pay off your whatever, your alimony, whatever. You know, take care of your kids. You know, but save it, whether it's through 401k or if it's letting us put it into some kind of retirement annuity. Save it. And the next thing is invest it. Once you put aside the savings, it needs to work for you in an investment that mixes your risk tolerance and your long-term strategies. I'm an asset preservationist, so I'm going to make it safe, but it still make money. And this is real good for people who are older. Younger people, go for the gusto. You know, go for the growth.
Yeah.
The rest of us, let's go to plan B. Let's save what we have.
Okay.
Let's don't let the gusto take away the musto.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm still thinking my plan's a good one.
What's that?
Finally get my time machine working.
Uh-huh.
Go back to about 1960, put a couple $1,000s in a bank account in my name, then come back to here.
It probably worked.
If
you could do that.
It might be a nice chunk of change. But see, if you'd like to invest in this now, just give me a call and we'll talk.
Well,
I could get.
Were you in that movie? The hot tub thing or something like that?
I wish I wasn't a
hot
tub.
My hot tub burned out. It's still sitting on the porch back there.
You got some kind of
electrical problem.
You got a cold tub now.
It never did take me anywhere, though, except, you know, to a cold tub.
Well, you could put some fish in it or something. We could sit there.
Yeah, I guess I could, but then the cats would all be coming around.
We'll catch one for them, one for us.
Well, you know, so
these three steps of wealth building, you know, a bit more. You need to start earning income, and that's just really a no-brainer. Is the odds are you've seen all these charts and all these tables and everything. Those are designed to confuse you.
Yeah.
To make you think that they know something. They really don't know the future, except they know what goes up comes down and what goes down comes up. They just don't know when. So right. Don't let them fool you into thinking they're geniuses. Some people are just lucky. Have you seen anybody go into a casino and they win a lot of money and you think, what kind of a genius were they? They are not genius. They just hit the right place and they left at the right time.
Yeah.
You know. Right. They took their dime with them.
And if they take you out back, you know, the guy with the big ear and the crooked nose and breaks all your fingers with a hammer, you know they were cheating.
Yeah. But timing is everything. So build up with the aggressive stuff while you're young. And I think we got a phone call
we
here.
We do have a phone call. All Let's right. go to the phone. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who is this?
Well, my name is Tony. I live here in Eclectic, Alabama.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Well, fairly middling. I just got off a 14-hour shift. I'm a truck driver.
Wow. Ooh. So what can we do for you this evening?
Well, I'm also a cancer survivor. Uh-huh. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, originally.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I've got a little boy on the way, and I'm 53 years old.
Wow.
Congratulations again.
I went through, yeah, to put it short and sweet, I married a Christian country girl out here, and she gave me a brand new little boy 3 years ago, and now we have another one going on the way here in about another day or two.
Oh, well, you're a lucky man.
God has blessed me.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, now I'm in, I went from a city of 2.5 million people to a little itty-bitty town of 2,000, so the culture shock was a bit heavy for me, but I've done pretty well over the last 5 years. Now, I'd like to probably, I got some questions for. Is it too late? Because, you know, cancer treatment took a lot out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
The wife took off with the best friend. I mean, I've got that old country song, and I've sung it, played it. She took off with the best friend, and then, well.
I've heard this song
off.
Before.
It's a tough one, but, you know, you never know what the good Lord has in store for you until you just open your mind, your heart.
Right.
And then, here I am in Alabama. So, I know, hopefully it's not too late for me to start over again.
It's never too late.
So I'm going to be, I'm going to have to set an appointment with you to find out just what I can do.
Sure.
Or what me and my wife can do. She's an at-home mother. I'm not going to allow her to be, you know, us. Or somebody else to be taking care of the boys.
Right.
So me being a truck driver, I'm at home every day. Mm-hmm. I sacrificed $25,000 a year so I could be home every day with these boys.
Yep.
They need a moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
So now me and Deborah, we're doing everything we can to stay afloat. And I don't want to be a burden to her when it comes around where I can no longer work. Again, I mm-hmm. no longer be provider. Because these boys are going to be, well, my youngest boy that's going to be born, he's going to be 20 by the time I'm 73.
Yeah.
Hey, is that your grandpa? I mean, is that your dad? No, that's my...
You know, it gives you a lot of motivation, for sure. Good motivation. So, good motivation.
I have a lot of questions, and I would like to set up
love to talk to you, and it'll cost you nothing.
Do you have the office phone number?
Let me see here if I have this right. I'll put it in here. 279-7431.
That's exactly right.
That's
it. Just call David, and he'll call you back, and y'all can set up a time to get together and figure out what's going on.
That's right. And it'll cost you nothing to talk to us. Nothing at all.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. You know, and sometimes I sit back and I'm, you know, it crosses my mind of how I'm going to do this with a stepson, a little boy, and another one on the way, and you know, a young family all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, a lot of my friends told me, you know, Tony, what are you doing? You must be out of your darn mind, man. I said, well, you know what? Life is worth living.
Yes, it is.
Well, Tony,
God bless y'all. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're
my
more than welcome,
standing
Tony.
Here next to my he's standing here. Well, hi, Daniel. He's I just pulled in the driveway. Boys, thank you so very much, and God bless y'all. And I'll be calling your number, setting up an interview.
And looking forward to it, Tony.
Thank you so much, Tony. Call us back anytime.
Take care now.
All right, you too. Thank you.
What a great phone call.
It sounded like a great... That's fantastic. Those kind of phone calls I love because, you know, we know people are listening, and we do want to help all we can.
Uh-huh.
We do want to... You know, we do a lot of free consultations, and glad to do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and never don't be afraid to say, hey, I don't have enough money to come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. We just want to help you. Now, I know that sounds a little unusual, but... We just want to help anybody that needs help. We want to help them.
Now, Leah, are you at the point where you're doing the consultations? Or
I am not. I'm working on it.
You're just kind of riding shotgun, huh?
That's something
well,
like
there
that.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. But I really focus on marketing right now while I'm getting my stuff for my lifestyle.
Well, she's really good at marketing.
I'll tell you, the Facebook deal looks really, really good.
Thank you.
And you're doing the website.
We're fixing the website, guys, so no more wrong address and things
like that. Oh, yeah, the people have been coming to the Bell Road address. That's their secondary office. We're fixing the website so it'll tell them we're at Decker Lane, so
there
no more, you know, going to the wrong location.
There you go. And speaking of Decker Lane, I understand there's a new restaurant coming.
Absolutely. It's called the Crave Cafe.
Uh-huh. I'm very excited about it,
We're
guys.
Very excited about the Crave Cafe because they have soul food. They have Beaten Three.
They're going to do, I think that it's Soul Food Sundays.
Soul Food Sundays.
And then Seafood Saturdays. And then Monday through Friday is like burgers, pizza, and some other things. We're not sure about the menu, but he did say that he would give us a copy of it, and we could talk about it more on the radio once we have that.
I'm all about checking
And
out
they maybe have a grand opening. If they do, we're going to let everybody know so they can come get some free samples.
There you go. I got to try that Seafood Saturday thing.
I eat a seafood diet every now and then.
Seafood
and it's gone.
Whenever I see it, it's gone,
I'll tell you what. I used to go over to the Fantail over there. I used to go to the Fantail and get my money's worth. But
I remember when it was like $14.95 all you could eat.
I don't know what it is now, but that's birthday restaurant right there. When you get to pick where you want to go on your birthday, that's what you pick on your birthday.
It's
good.
Right.
And
been there a while.
And said, honey, you want that fried or you want it broiled? Woman, I want it fried. What's
Give it
wrong
to me
with
all
you?
Of the way.
Yeah, fry that dish towel you got there. I'll eat that.
And, guys, we do have the car show coming up. We haven't discussed a date or anything, but we do have it coming up. So just keep that in the back of y'all's minds and keep your schedule clear.
We're looking at
March 28th.
March 28th. Uh-huh. We're looking at March 28th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Right.
That's what we're looking at. We want everyone to...
On board.
If there's a problem, you know, if somebody has a different suggestion. Mm-hmm. We've looked at this left and right about when to have it, you know.
Yeah, we're trying to time it with, spring breaks and then Montgomery City events going on. The rodeo is the weekend before the event that we want to do it, and then the Montgomery Half Marathon is on the 14th.
There's always something going on in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. So
why couldn't they have a whole marathon?
Right. People.
Just run around twice. I mean, you know.
Only 26.2 miles?
It's something like
that's nothing. We can do that anytime, right?
In a car.
Yeah.
The only way I could do that is if I fell out of a plane that was 26 miles high. I might make it to the ground. I'd have to stop and rest.
Well, you'd definitely make it to the ground.
I'd have to stop and rest on the way.
It's called gravity.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And, you know, we all get there someday. The thing is, what kind of condition we're going to be when we get there.
That's
the thing.
Yes. There you go.
You know, so, you know, all this information that we're talking about, you know, folks say, well, you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to save this money? How am I going to do this budget? How am I going to pay off this debt? How am I going to get rid of all these problems I've got? Well, let's talk about it.
Well, David, how do you cut down on expenses or spend less? Like, how do we make more money?
Well, there's all kinds of different ways. You know, there may be some money there that you could just change a few of your habits on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... Well, this is one they pick on all the time, you know, and I'm sure not everybody does this, but the coffee shops. They say if you would just save the money that you were spending going to the coffee shops, you'd have $1 million. Okay. Eventually, if you were young enough when you started.
You got a $7 cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then you got mine at home with the Keurig. I don't know what, 60 cents maybe just for that little pot. I don't know.
Right.
That's a big difference.
And there's a big difference between the Keurig and buying the coffee and putting it in the Keurig. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you do your it's sort of like making your own bullets. You put your gunpowder in the bullets. It's cheaper than buying the bullet, right?
Right.
True.
So why don't we put our coffee in our bullets instead of buying our bullets and putting it in our coffee pot?
That makes sense in a strange sort of way, but I understand what you're saying.
Of course, that way you don't get shot.
Of course, if you got bullets, you got coffee in your bullets, you run around going, bang, bang, and nobody's falling down.
So, I mean, I ask my wife all the time, I said, why are we buying these coffee pods? We can buy some Folgers or this, and we can put it in. Don't argue. We don't want to fool with that. It's too much trouble. I get it. Trouble. Convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just as guilty as the rest to do that. But I do like, you know, to do it manually every now and then, like a good cup of coffee and drink it like we used to do.
At least
with a whole pot.
With a whole pot, not just a pod.
Not going to the Starbucks.
Yeah, well, now any of it's better than that money wise because Starbucks is going to charge you
$6.
$6.
And think about it. If you go there every day and you are 3 days a week and you've paid $6, that's just say $20 a week.
Yeah.
$20 a week times, you know, 80 to 100 a month. You know how much money that comes into if you were investing it?
A whole bunch of money.
A lot.
Right.
Not just a little. A lot, a lot, a lot.
And you were talking about making a whole pot of coffee. I mean, the little things we get just makes one cup.
That's what I'm saying.
And
you get one cup instead of a pot.
Yeah, and you're not.
And the pods are expensive.
They sure are.
Even
at Costco, they cost a little. You know, I mean,
I'll be darned.
It's like $25 for.
And I don't like the cheap ones because they don't taste good.
Yeah.
It's just you know, we're all spoiled, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't drink a cup of coffee every morning. Usually, I have one.
Well, I drink about two.
Yeah.
I drink like four.
I drink four.
Three to four.
That's why he's always jumping around.
Well, they're little.
Little.
Well, okay, so I'm a coffee freak. You know, it could be worse.
And you never
something
my coffee. You never ever drank those old bad drinks. You never drank those.
Mm.
Those old
the ones with caffeine in them?
Yeah, those that come out of my machines.
I've never
seen you drink.
Put
any
that bottle away over there.
I had that.
Yeah, somebody took a picture of me with a Mountain Dew. My wife saw it and she said, "Hey, no wonder you kids stay up late at night drinking that stuff." I said, "Yeah, that's right." So we're all guilty of doing things we shouldn't do, but you know, and we're all guilty of spending money we shouldn't spend.
Yes.
But it's true that we could do some things to if you have less coming in, you have to be more on the budgeting end of things to make things work. But as long as it doesn't take away too much from the quality of life, let's talk about it. Because it's going to make your life better in the long run. It's going to make your family's life better in the long run. And you need to protect your family. You need to protect yourself. Life's worth living when you got what you need.
Yeah.
That's true.
Family's the most important thing.
What was that guy said in the Jungle Book, Baloo the Bear? You got to look for the bare necessities.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that'll make you happy. You have the bare necessities of life.
And then you can pray and say, Lord, if you don't help me, please don't help that bear when you're in the tree, right?
Of course, this is a singing, dancing bear we're talking about here. So it's 6:55. We've got a couple of more minutes because I got a song here for you made me think of a while ago. So
okay. Well, let's just tell everyone. Leah, tell folks where they can call us, and that we're always available. There's no fee.
Yes.
We're free.
All of that good stuff that David is telling you guys. But yeah, we're free. You can visit our Facebook page at Earnest Financial if you just search that into your Facebook. And you can book appointments there with us or call us through there. Our regular office phone number is 334-279-7431. And we'd love to hear from you guys. And it really doesn't matter how much money you have or anything like that. We're here to help you. And that's our main goal.
That's really right.
To just make sure that y'all feel comfortable with your future. And we like to sleep at night, too.
I couldn't say it any better.
279-7431. And it's about time for us to head out. We'll be back tomorrow night. And Leah, you'll be back on Thursday night.
Yes.
And
I like to call Thursday night conspiracy night.
Just a special hello. That'll be Terry Adams. And just a special hello to our friends, the Cleghorns. We hope they're doing well.
And guys, there is a GoFundMe on the Facebook. It's linked on my Facebook, Leah, L-E-A Williams, if you want to go to that. I'm sure Rusty shared it too. Rusty Aldred's on Facebook. And then there's also, if you just go to Chris Cleghorn, it's on there too if you'd like to donate.
All right. And we're going to head out with something you made me think of a while ago, because you said it. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Son!
All right.
It's Jerry Reed. See you next time on Health and Wealth.
Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. Looks like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot. Well, when he took us into court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, any day, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you hot, you hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
Even the best laid plans of mice and men. It was a little short, but we could talk up till it starts making noise. And I'm not wearing my headphones, so this is dangerous. But we'll see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, Princess Leah, and whoever else.